Up next on the Penguin Business Beat, author Paul Sullivan explains what it means to be clutch and how you too can thrive in high-pressure situations.
My name is Paul Sullivan. I've written a book called Clutch, Why Some People Excel Under Pressure and Others Don't. What it means to be clutch is to be able to do what you can do under normal conditions, under extreme pressure. And that, to me, is one of the most important things about the book, because many people confuse being clutch with being lucky, and the two are very, very different. To be clutch, there are five key traits: focus, discipline, adaptability, being present, and what I call the push and pull of fear and desire. And of all of these five points, the most essential one is focus. It's like gravity on Earth. Nothing else is going to happen under pressure. You're not going to be clutch under pressure if you cannot be focused. And the key here is to bear in mind that being focused is a lot different than concentrating. Concentrating is remembering your grocery list. It's remembering to pick your kids up at school. Focus is much larger than this. It's a skill that allows people to remain in the moment and think of only the task at hand. And you need that to fulfill any of the other four traits that allow you to be clutch under pressure. When it comes to focus, the person that comes immediately to mind to me is David Boies, the attorney. Even if you don't know who Boies is, we've all seen court dramas. We all know that the lawyers facing off against one another are in a highly pressurized situation. Boies is one of half a dozen attorneys in this country who gets called upon when a mega case comes to trial. He famously won the AIG versus SECO case, which I talk about in my book. More recently, he was on the winning side of the Proposition 8 debate. He's as smart as any attorney in the country, but the reason he has won some of the biggest cases he's been involved in is his ability to focus. What he told me is, instead of concentrating on the details of a story, of the trial, he focuses on the larger point. For him, he calls this a morality play, and it's what allows him to frame all of his arguments and to withstand the pressure of both the opposing attorney, the judge, and the jury. A great example of how he did this was in the case of the United States versus Microsoft. He famously tied Bill Gates in knots during his deposition. His goal was not to concentrate on the browser technology, which was the ostensible point of the case. He knew that any tech-savvy Microsoft employee could blow that argument out of the water. Instead, he focused on the issue of credibility. And from the beginning, he banged away at Bill Gates' credibility and Microsoft's credibility. And in the end, that focus allowed him to win one of the biggest antitrust cases of our time. One of the points I try to drive home is that anybody can become better under pressure. I focus on the stories of some high-achieving people, but I don't want these people to be off-putting. I don't want people to think, okay, I'm not the chief executive of J.P. Morgan Chase. That's not the point. Anybody can apply the five principles of being clutch to their lives and become better, because being clutch is intensely personal. Now, the question may be, do I need to be clutch? This is a tough time for everybody. Maybe I can continue doing what I've always done. And that's where I get very excited, because this book, to me, is more than a business book. It's more than a collection of great stories. It is a book that is going to define the new normal as we go forward. All of us, whether we know it or not, are working under considerable pressure. There are no more jobs for life, no more guaranteed pensions, no more guaranteed promotions after so many years of service. We have to become good under normal conditions and then apply those same skills under pressure and be clutch if we want to succeed.